So maybe you could all pray that I can give a class that Satchinandan Maharaj would be pleased with.
Is that all right? Okay.
You expected Garuda and you got a crow. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya
Gopi Jana Bhanga Bhagiri Bhagiri.
Rajakacharya, Asatara Satishri Srimad Isavang Grace Si Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Shilharidas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Shikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai, Mathura Dhamma Ki Jai, Navadvip Mayapur Dhamma Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ki Jai, Gangamaya Jamuna Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvase Sasanyarani Paskachade Sitarane Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is July 18th, 2008 in Croatia. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 25, Text 23. Mad Ashraya Kata Nristaha Shinvanti Katayanti Cha Tapyanti Vididas Tapa Naitan Mad Gata Chetasaha Madashraya Katamrista. Shrinvanti Katayanti Cha. Tapanti Vividastapa. Naitanmad Gatha Chetasa. Madashraya Katamrista. Shrinvanti Kantayanti Cha. Tapanti Vividastapa. Naitanmad Gatha Chetasa. Please chant. Ladies? Mat Ashrayaha. About me.
Omene.
Kataha. Stories.
Pritchen.
Mristaha. Delightful.
Prekrasi.
Shrinvanti. They hear.
Oni slushaju.
Katayanti. They chant.
Pievaju.
Cha. And.
I.
Tapanti. Inflict suffering.
Vividaha,
various,
različite,
tapaha, the material miseries,
materialne biede,
na, do not,
ne,
etan, unto them,
nima,
mat gata, fixed on me,
usmjereni na mene,
chetasaha, their thoughts,
njihove misli.
We have tapanti and tapa.
Riječi, tapanti I tapa.
What does that word generally mean?
Što te riječi obično znači?
How is Prabhupada translating
Kako
that here?
Prevodi to ovdje?
How? Everybody? Material miseries. Mm. Is that interesting?
Nije li to zanimljivo?
Translation in purport by Srila
Prabhupada.
This is a further description of who is a sadhu.
This
is actually the end of the description. Engage constantly in chanting and hearing about me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The sadhus do not suffer from material miseries because they are always filled with thoughts of my pastimes and activities. Purport. There are multifarious miseries in material existence, those pertaining to the body and mind, those imposed by other living entities, and those imposed by natural disturbances, like the rain. But a sadhu is not disturbed by such miserable conditions because Krishna doesn't let him experience them, right? Sadhu has no disease, no one bothers him, doesn't rain on the sadhu, right? So sadhu's walking, everyone else is getting wet, and he's just staying dry. Is that correct? Yeah. Do people think like that? They think, if I pray to God and I'm a religious person, then there'll be a little magic bubble around me.
Right?
Everyone else will suffer, but not me.
Right?
People think like this?
Okay.
Do we sometimes think like this?
I'm
chanting, I'm serving you, why am I suffering? I'm not supposed to have any suffering.
Okay.
But a sadhu is not disturbed by such miserable conditions because his mind, what is the Sanskrit here for mind?
Chetasa,
your consciousness. Because his mind is always filled with Krishna consciousness. And thus he does not like to talk about anything but the activities of the Lord. Maharaj Ambarish did not speak of anything but the pastimes of the Lord. Pachamsi Vaikuntha Gunar Nivarnane,
Bhagavatam 9:4:18.
Was Maharaj Ambarish a king? Did he have to rule a kingdom? He engaged his words only in glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sadhus are always interested in hearing about the activities of the Lord or his devotees. Since they are filled with Krishna consciousness, they are forgetful of the material miseries. How does a sadhu overcome material miseries? By what about them? Forgetting about them. Ordinary conditioned souls.
Obično litovane duše.
Ordinary conditioned souls don't forget the miseries. Ordinary conditioned souls forget.
One zaboravljaju Krishna.
Ordinary conditioned souls being forgetful of the activities of the Lord
zaboravljaju gospodinove delatnosti
are always full of anxieties and material tribulations.
I materijalnih uznemirenja.
So why do we suffer? Because we are forgetful of the Lord.
Jer smo zaboravili gospodina.
On the other hand,
s druge strane,
since the devotees always engage in the topics of the Lord, they are forgetful of the miseries of material existence.
Vezanim uz gospodina, oni zaboravljaju bijede materijalnog postojanja.
Mad ashraya katam rishta shrinvanti katayanti cha tapanti vidavastapa naitan mad gata chetasaha. Engage constantly in chanting and hearing about me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The sadhus do not suffer from material miseries because they are always filled with the thoughts of my pastimes and activities. All right. Krishna's talking to me directly in this verse because I woke up with great illness and suffering this morning. And I read this verse and I thought, okay.
So why don't
each of us think for a minute of what there is right now in our life? Maybe some of you have nothing. Or what's the greatest misery right now? Can you think about it for a minute? Maybe it's just the rain and you're wet.
Možda je samo kiša i vi ste pokisli ili vam je hladno.
Maybe there's some person in your life.
Možda postoji neka osoba u vašem životu.
Something with your butt. Can you think about it for a minute? Let's just like really meditate on whatever misery we have. Can we take like 30 seconds, just like really? Can you like feel the? Feel, I'd like us to actually feel that anxiety about that misery for just a few seconds. All right. Now, what kind of things do we try to do to deal with these miseries? By the way, how much time in our life is there like no misery?
Not
very much,
huh?
Isn't it a funny thing that as soon as one misery is solved, somehow there's another one?
Funny,
just like for 27 years I was a teacher of children,
and
there's always a worst behaved child in the class. There has to be. Even if all the children are well behaved, one of them has to be worse than the others. Right? There has to be a gradation of good behavior. So the teachers usually think, new teachers, if I get rid of that worst child, then everything will be very nice. And this very funny thing happens. That family moves. That child leaves, and all of a sudden, the child who was before, the second worst child, now they're the worst child. There always has to be a worst child, even if there's only two children. One has to be worse behaved than the other. So it's like that. We have some misery that's really bothering us, and that gets solved, and all of a sudden, we notice another misery we didn't notice before. Does this happen? Or something else comes up? Actually, just this morning, I asked one devotee, I said, can we talk about something? And the devotee said to me, well, I know you have something you need to take care of that's on your mind. First you take care of that. And I said, you know, if I take care of that, there'll be something else. It's not that I'm going to come to a position where there's no worries. Like some of us are worrying about sleep. If you want to sleep, Prabhu, go sleep. So we may be worrying about sleep, about food, about money, about some relationship problem, about something with our service, maybe with another devotee, or the weather, or something like that. Do we like that? Is that very nice? The natural condition of the soul is to always be happy and peaceful. So how do we deal with these miseries? What's a way we try to deal with these miseries? One thing is we try to counteract them. So there's something wrong with the body, we go to a doctor. Just like last night I was talking to one of the devotees there who's a doctor. I'm very sick, Prabhu, do you have some medicine? He gave me all this medicine. And this morning I had an ill effect from the medicine. You know, there's someone we don't like, they're causing us trouble, so we try to get rid of them, or we try to change them, we learn some counseling technique that we hope will change them, make them a nice person.
Isn't it?
Or we leave, I'm just going to move, or we complain to the GBC, please fix this person. Don't we do that? The weather's bothering us, so we get an umbrella or a good house, or we try to move to another climate. We're always trying to counteract the miseries. Now, we actually have some duty to counteract miseries through ordinary means. So if you get a cut on your finger, you're supposed to wash it and put a bandage on it. It's not that Krishna consciousness means you don't take any ordinary measures. But do the ordinary measures absolutely work?
Ali, da li one uvijek djeluju?
Do they work all the time?
Da li su one uvijek uspješne?
And if that's all we are doing, then we're in the mentality that I am the doer and I am going to control material nature, so it will always be nice. This is actually the root of the demons. Ishwaraham, aham bogi, siddham, right? I am perfect, powerful, and happy, and I have killed my enemy, and I will have another enemy, I will kill them. This doesn't literally mean murder. In other words, there's some impediment to my happiness, I will destroy it. And if there's another impediment to my happiness tomorrow, I will destroy that. That we see the world in terms of friends and enemies. And this doesn't mean just other living entities, but conditions. This condition is favorable for my material happiness. This condition is unfavorable for my material happiness. I will create all the favorable conditions, and I will destroy all the unfavorable conditions, and thus I will be happy, and I will enjoy this world. This is how a materialistic person thinks. Do we often think like this also? And sometimes we think like this, and we put it in the terminology of our service. I will create a perfect situation for my service. I will go to the proper temple. I will work with the right devotees. I'll be situated according to my psychophysical nature. I'll be in the proper ashram. I'll marry the perfect person. I'll have the perfect job. I'll have the perfect diet. I will arrange my life so that I will be perfectly happy in my service. And thus I will be happy. And it is really the same mentality, I'm sorry to say, as the materialistic person, except we're calling it service. And you believe you are in the way of my service. Therefore, you are my enemy. Therefore, I am going to complain about you to the temple president or to the GBC, or I am going to criticize you, or I am going to try to move to another temple. Right? You understand? This situation is not good for my service. I need this and I need this. Marsh was speaking about this in his class. I need this for my service and I need this for my service and I need this for my service and I need this for my service. And we are more wrapped up in what we need than the service. And it becomes about who? It becomes about me. So that's one method. I tried to adjust the material energy. Who here has been able to completely master the material energy and always get the material energy to do whatever they want? Anybody? Who's the master of Maya? Lord Shiva is the master of Maya. Lord Shiva is the husband of Maya. And Lord Shiva represents Ahamkar. Lord Shiva represents the false ego. So we are trying to become like that. Trying to master the material energy represents the height of this false ego.
That's one
technique. Then those who are a little more intelligent, they engage in
tapa.
You notice the word here for miseries is
tapa?
Interesting. Huh? So those who know how the material nature works, instead of trying to conquer the material miseries through brute force of intelligence and creativity and who do I know, money, how do we try to conquer generally? Through our money, through our influence, through our intelligence, through our creativity, through knowing the famous and influential people. So someone who's more intelligent understands that all of us have a certain amount of happiness and distress in this world according to our previous karma.
Now,
this is a little secret. If you want to get, this is material still, if you want to get rid of forced austerity, you do voluntary austerity. This is what Dhruva Maharaj did. So Dhruva Maharaj, he got rid of his forced austerities through voluntary austerity. It's just like if you're accused of a crime, then you can say, oh, instead of spending 10 years in jail, I'd like to do some community service. Or if I steal something from you, and the judge says you'll have to go to jail for 10 years, instead I can say, my dear judge, I'll get a good job and I'll work and pay him back. And you'll say, oh, I'd rather take the money than you're sitting in jail, right? Wouldn't you rather that I pay you back the money than I sit in jail and you're out the money? So people don't understand this. Even many devotees don't understand this. They're thinking, I'm already suffering enough. Why should I do additional austerities? My austerities in life are enough. It doesn't work that way. If you do voluntary austerities, your forced austerities will decrease. And actually, it's a fact. And if you think about, okay, what am I suffering right now? What austerity could I do that's equal to that suffering? And if it's something that's in the Shastra, if it's something that's dharmic, not some concocted austerity or something that's going to torture the body or the super soul, if it's an austerity that would please Prabhupada, would please Krishna, would help advance the mission that you're not doing right now, and you take that austerity, I guarantee you your forced austerities will decrease. That's how material nature works. when we enjoy our senses, we're decreasing our good karmic account. When we do austerities, we're decreasing our bad karmic account. So that's one way of doing it. And this way, of course, was presented by Shukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Pariksit. But Maharaj Pariksit said that's not the ultimate cure, because it doesn't destroy the desire that caused you to do the sins that are causing the miseries in the first place. So, okay, you can do some shastrically ordained tapasya that will erase your bad karmic reactions. But if you haven't destroyed the sins, you'll do those sinful activities again. Of course, when we do tapasya, that's also bhakti, then it does both. We do tapasya out of love. So we have some very simple tapasya: getting up early, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. That's pretty austere for people in Kali Yuga. That's pretty austere. Dedicating ourselves to the mission, giving 50% of our income. That's a lot of austerity. Fasting on holy days and Ekadasi. Prabhupada said that for most of us that's enough austerity. But if we do that austerity, it will actually diminish our sinful reactions and it will help us develop bhakti. But that's not the ultimate. That's not the ultimate cure. The ultimate cure here is something that Prabhupada explains is understandable even from a material point of view.
Prabhupada kaže da se može razumjeti čak I sa materijalnog stajališta.
Prabhupada gives the example of Stalin. You all know who Stalin? Stalin was the very wonderful, benevolent former leader of the USSR, really nice guy, right? Was he a devotee? Was he pious? By any measure, was he a nice person?
No.
What mode of nature would you say he was in?
Što biste rekli, koje guni prirode je bio?
Ignorance, I think so. He had, 100,000 people of the citizenry killed because he thought they were his political enemies? So was he very elevated from any point of view?
Okay.
Huh? 30 million? 30 million Soviet citizens he had killed for his political purposes. So, really nice guy. Okay. Right, now, he was able to do something to counteract his material miseries. So, if he can do it, Prabhupada says we can do it. Don't think that in order to take this solution that Lord Kapila Deva is giving in this verse, that you have to be pure devotee, or you even have to be very pious, or very elevated in goodness. Please don't think like this, because even Stalin did it. Okay?
Nemojte misliti da to potrebno ili Stalin.
Prabhupada said he had a surgical operation without anesthesia.
Da ima kirušku operaciju bez anestezije.
And he didn't feel any pain.
I nije osjećao nikakvu bol.
Now, I've met even ordinary people. I met one medical doctor who also, she was allergic to anesthesia. And she had an abdominal hernia. You know what a hernia is, where the muscles separate and some of the intestines is coming out. So she had a hernia and she needed surgery. But if she got anesthesia, she might even die or go into seizures. So what she did was she learned hypnosis. She went into a trance and she meditated on something. The ocean waves or a flower, I don't know what she meditated on. She had no pain. And the articles were in the newspapers and everything. So I read about this when I was expecting my second child, and I thought, I think I'm going to do that. So, any of you ladies who've gone through labor, I thought, I'm going to try this. Prabhupada says it works. So I did. I practiced actually every day during the pregnancy and during the labor. I went into a trance. We were at that time in New York. So I meditated on the deities of Radha Govinda. Actually, I meditated on Govinda's belt. So they like to dress the deities there with very big beads. And I'll tell you honestly that the jewelry, if they were on an ordinary person, they would be rather, we call gaudy. You know what is gaudy?
Gaudy.
Showy.
Bile onako kičastima.
Yeah. But somehow Govinda looks really nice. Who here has seen Radha Govinda in New York?
Tko vidio Radha Govinda u New York?
So you know they like this. Somehow they like to dress the deed really
Znate,
big. So Govinda had this belt, really, really big beads. So what I would do, I was just meditating on this belt. And I told myself, as long as you meditate on the belt, then nothing will bother you. And I had several very interesting realizations. First of all, and you ladies who are mothers, you may not believe me, you may believe me or not believe me. I had zero pain.
Zero, I absolutely none.
And not only did I have zero pain, but I could understand what my body was doing. I could feel the muscles moving, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. That's really interesting. But I didn't feel it as pain. And I saw that when we're absorbed in the pain of this world, we don't even understand what's happening. You have to like move yourself away. I was almost like a detached observer of myself. And I also saw that doing that mechanically is very difficult in this age. It took a tremendous amount of mental determination to maintain that. I've also taught this to many ladies. But it gave me some idea. Oh, that's what Krishna is talking about. When Krishna says in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita that you're absorbed in me and this is actual freedom from all miseries caused by material contact, that's what he's talking about. So there's a very nice story how Krishna and the cowherd boys were out in the Vrindavan forest. Okay. So I'd like all of us, thank you. Majana Leela is such a nice devotee. Sunday I'll be a real devotee like she is. She's always observed and serving the Panchatattva in Slovenia. I always think this is what I want to be like that someday. Thank you. So I'd like us all for a minute just... As I'm going to tell this story, I'd like you to think about the fact Krishna is in our heart. Now, if Krishna is in our heart, as he tells her, do we believe at least theoretically Krishna is in our heart? He's in our heart. Okay. If Krishna is there, that means Krishna's abode must be there. Must be, right? Wherever Krishna is, his abode must also be there. Is that true or not true? Is he just like there alone, floating in the heart? His associates must be there. Do we accept this at least theoretically?
Okay.
Like us all, think about your heart.
Dakle,
and think about that this pastime can actually be taking place in your heart. Can you accept that at least philosophically, theoretically? So Krishna and Balaram are out playing in the Vrindavan forest with all of their friends. And the brother of Putana was very upset that Krishna had killed his sister. People generally think like this. They want to take vengeance on someone. So he took the form of a big water bird with a huge beak. And he thought, I'm going to destroy this
Krishna.
So Krishna's there, very beautifully dressed. He has his turban and his peacock feather, his nice curling dark hair. He's been decorated by his mother with pearls and jewels and a dhoti that's shimmering like molten gold. On his feet are ankle bells. His toenails are so effulgent that they are taking away the color of anything that his lotus feet are touching. And he's also decorated with forest flowers, with gunja berries, with earrings that look like makaras, which are kind of like a mixture of a shark and an alligator, and they're reflecting on his cheeks. And he has many decorations on his face made and his body made from the minerals of Vrindavana. He's got his flute tucked into his belt. He's got a rope for tying cows on his shoulder. He's got a horn made from buffalo. And all the cowherd boys are there, and as they're walking, they see this huge crane. So, you don't usually, as you're walking just down in the forest, you don't usually see a humongous water bird in front of you. And the bird immediately... swallows Krishna. So generally, seeing Krishna and Krishna's effulgence is very soothing.
Obično
vidjeti Krishnu to the devotees, but yayatamam papadante. If you want to be Krishna's enemy, it feels very hot.
Želite biti Krishna's neprijatelj,
so Krishna's effulgence felt very, very hot to Bakasura.
Tako da je Krishna bio jako vruć za Bakasura.
And then just like anybody could take a blade of grass and split it, so Krishna just effortlessly, he just took the two beaks and he opened them. And he split the demon in two. It must have been a rather bloody scene.
Right?
But guys like bloody scenes, don't they? Right? Guys like blood and gore.
And
the ladies go, and that makes the guys even more into it. I'm a real guy. I can handle the blood and gore. And the coward boys are all, Jai Krishna, well done, well done. And the demigods, they were so excited because they couldn't kill this demon, and they're just,
oh,
you know, showering flowers, and everyone's hugging Krishna. So just imagine if you're one of the cowherd boys and you're hugging Krishna
and
thanking him. Oh, Krishna, you're so wonderful. You killed this demon. And they were just, the coward boys felt they'd come back to life because Krishna was swallowed by this demon. And they're so excited. And they're coming back to the to Vrindavan town. And they're just like, wow, do you know what Krishna did? Do you know what Krishna did? And they're telling all the residents who didn't go to the forest, oh, there was this big crane. He came. He was this huge as the sky. And he swallowed Krishna.
And then,
vomited him up, and then Krishna just took him and went, it was this big mess. Krishna's there just like making sure everything's, because Krishna's a really nice dresser, so he wants to make sure that everything's in order all the time. And the residents of Vrindavan, they're just looking at
Krishna,
and they're coming, and they're Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj and the different older gopas and gopis, they're all hugging Krishna. Oh, Krishna, you've come back from the dead, you've killed this demon. Oh, we're so worried about you when you go to the forest, you might be hurt by someone.
They
said that as a resident of Vrindavan, we're meditating on Krishna killing this demon. Says they forgot the threefold miseries of this world. So that is the ultimate solution. Just like all of us have some thing that we're attached to that will absorb our mind. Just like some of you here, maybe you weren't able to follow this because you had something that's churning in your mind. Oh, I have this bill that's due. Oh, my son's in trouble. My mother's sick. I have this problem. And if we have something that we have some anxiety about or some desire about, it can go in our mind even when we're doing other things, can't it? Isn't that a fact? I'm sure you've had that experience. You're at your job, you're at school, you're doing your service, whatever you're doing. If there's something that you're really concerned about or really excited about, then that thing can just be churning and churning and churning in your mind. Who has had that experience? Only a few of you, huh? And you appear to be somewhere. You appear to be somewhere. Just like I know one devotee, before she got married, she was just corresponding with this boy. And all she said, oh, I'm thinking about is him. Right? Even when I'm doing my service, I'm just thinking about him. Or, you know, if we're about to make some trip somewhere, we're about to move, you know, we may be thinking, oh, you know, next week I'm going to Mayapur and I'm thinking about that, and I'm in the seminar and someone's talking about this, but actually what I'm thinking about, oh, I didn't get my visa yet and I don't know if my passport's going to come back in time. One devotee was telling me how her father is dying and she also wants to go to Vrindavan, and she's not sure, you know, what am I going to do, how can I take care of my father, will I get to Vrindavan, will my father die in time for me to use my ticket? And so this is growing in her mind constantly. Or someone's thinking, oh, my wife wants to divorce me, what am I going to do? Right? And this is going, and the person, they're at their job, but they're thinking, oh, my wife wants to divorce you, what's going to happen,
what's going to happen?
So this, my friends, is the secret. It's the secret. If we think first I have to become free of the material miseries and then I'll meditate on Krishna. First I'm going to set up my whole life. I'm going to be in the right temple. I'm going to have the right service according to my psychophysical nature. I'm going to be situated in the right ashram. I'm going to make enough money. I'm going to do this. I'm going to set up my life perfectly. And then I'm going to be able to think about Krishna. First, I want to make all the perfect platform to think about Krishna. Well, I have a nice little secret for all of us. That ain't never going to happen. We're never going to be able to adjust this world so that it's perfectly favorable for our Krishna consciousness. It won't happen. There's no position we're going to be in this world where there'll be no impediment to our Krishna consciousness. That's another place, not this place. Please don't think. Is there anyone here that in their life has absolutely nothing that impedes their devotional service? Does anyone here have a life where there's everything is Krishna consciousness is just easy all the time? There's never anything that makes Krishna consciousness difficult anywhere.
Oh.
So that's how
sort of
So the householders are thinking, oh, the brahmacharis, they have it easy. They can easily think about Krishna. Any brahmachari here say the life is just perfect?
No problem.
And maybe some of the renunciates are thinking, or some people who are not married, think, oh, if I got married, then that would make it so much easier. So any married couples here, your life is now perfectly situated to think of Krishna. If I have a child, then I'll be satisfied. Then anyone here who has a child, they say now their life is perfectly suited to thinking of Krishna. Or if I had enough money. So some of you I know here have a lot of money. Has that removed all your impediments? Has it removed all your impediments, Prabhu? Has it removed all your impediments? Only some of them. But do you have other impediments? Some of you have no possessions. Who here has only one little box of possessions? Somebody, okay. Has that removed all your spiritual impediments, having no possessions? It's made some things easier, but you still have some problems? It's not going to work. Getting a mansion isn't going to work, and putting everything in one little box isn't going to work. Getting married isn't going to work, getting unmarried isn't going to work. Getting older isn't going to work. Living in this place isn't... No. That's not what Krishna's saying here, is he? Whatever misery you have, be absorbed in Krishna. So I don't know how to be absorbed in Krishna. Yes, we do.
Možda mislimo da ne znamo kako to učiniti, ali znamo.
You just chant.
Samo mantrama.
Hare Krishna. And chant with meditation. It's a question of changing our consciousness. Changing our consciousness. Instead of being in anxiety, maybe my wife will divorce me, maybe I won't have enough money, maybe I won't be able to go to, you know, this place in time. What's
going to
happen when Bakasura swallows Krishna? Think like that. Bakasura swallowed Krishna. What's going to happen? Krishna's inside of Bakasura. Krishna's in the coils of Kaliya. What will happen? Oh, Krishna's a Kurukshetra. Is he going to come back to
Vrindavan?
Is he going to come back to Vrindavan? Or is he going to stay here in
Kurukshetra?
Is Krishna going to get enough to eat? Is Krishna going to get a nice cloth to wear? Are we going to be able to advance the mission? Are we going to be able to distribute enough books? Are we going to be able to keep this farm project going? Are we going to be able to take care of Krishna? Are we going to be able to serve Prabhupada's mission? Just switch the anxiety. Don't try to get rid of the anxiety. That is impersonalism.
Nemojte se pokušati riješiti te
not that we're not going to worry about anything. We're just going to be om shanti shanti shanti. No, worry about Krishna.
Brinimo o Krishni.
Is Krishna going to get its offering? Is Krishna going to get its clothes? Is the temple going to be clean for Krishna? Is Prabhupada's mission going to advance? Absorb our mind in that anxiety. And you know what? If Stalin could do it, we could do it. He wasn't a very advanced devotee. You don't have to wait.
Ne morate čekati.
First I'll become an advanced devotee, then I'll be absorbed in Krishna and forget all my miseries.
Onda ću stalno misliti na Krishnu i zaboraviti na sve bijede.
Do it now.
Učinimo to sada.
So I'm sorry that I can say this, but I guarantee you, 100% guarantee, that today each of us will get a chance to practice this. Absolutely guaranteed. Sorry about that. All of us today will have some misery. Is this correct or no? Maybe a very small misery. It may be a very big misery. I hope it's a small one. We will have some misery. Our clothes will be wet. The laundry we put out to dry will be wet.
Ono što smo stavili da se sušiće,
we won't get the prasadam we want, we'll get a stomachache, somebody will say something that hurts our feelings,
netko će reći nešto što će povrijediti naše osjećaje.
We'll have some anxiety in our life that comes up. Is this guaranteed?
To će se sigurno dogoditi.
Okay. So we're all going to get a chance to practice this today, isn't that good? Yes, that is very good.
To je jako dobro.
Okay, so when the mind gets absorbed in some misery, why don't we all decide right now, in advance, what am I going to turn it to?
Da ćemo to pretvoriti u nešto drugo. Možemo izabrati što ćemo to pretvoriti.
You can pick just the mantra. Može izabrati, bilo što. So when some misery comes, I'm just going to say, Gornitai, 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 Gornitai. No, you're going to say Goranga.
Ili Goranga.
Goranga, Goranga, Goranga. I like to say Gornitai.
Ja volim reći Gornitai.
You can say Hare Krishna, not just say, but meditate on it. There's Gornitai dancing in the streets of Navadvipa. Hare Krishna is Radharani Krishna. There's Radharani Krishna sitting on the throne in Vrindavana,
Vrindavana.
Or we could decide on meditate on some pastime. Pick a pastime that you like. Krishna picking up the wheel to fight with
Krishna,
and he's dropping his cloth and he's covered with the dust and perspiration, Krishna bifurcating Bakasura, Krishna dancing with the gopis, whatever pastime you like. Krishna breaking the butter pot and looking for
Yashoda.
Krishna roping the seven bulls to win Satya's his bride. Lakshmana walking with her curly hair and tinkling angle bells to garland Krishna. Whatever pastime you like. The Raha going in the water and picking up the earth. Hasingadev killing Hiranyakashipu. Vamana stretching his leg. And the Ganges is falling. So right now, you can decide, I want to pick some mantra. Maybe it's a song, maybe it's not just, maybe there's a song you really like.
Manasadeha,
Geha. Vrindavana, Aranya, stop. Pick some song you like.
So,
a mantra, a song,
mantra, pjesma,
a pastime,
zabava,
or we can decide, like you chose to make a decision now, what you're going to pick, because it's going to happen. Is it going to happen today? Are we going to get an opportunity to practice this? Yes or no? Yes, okay, so let's be prepared. Another thing we could pick is something in the mission.
Nešto iz misije.
Something in the mission. Something with the camp I got to take care of.
Nešto vezi kampa.
To serve the devotees. Something I have to take care of for Prabhupada. Something in the preaching. Like I'm working on a project right now. And I think, okay, I got to email this devotee. And I got to make sure that we send the money to this artist. And I got to check up on this artist for the books. And I got to make sure to tell this person that. And I can picture, okay, all these books are going to be done.
Something
worthy was said, I should take a vow only to talk about my project, so I haven't done that yet. I can picture, okay, we're going to take these 42 beautifully illustrated children's books and I'm going to offer them to Prabhupada's lotus feet, and he's going to be looking at them and saying, oh, wow. So I can meditate on that. I can meditate on the deities.
You
know, so many of us have our own deities we're worshipping, or the deities in the temple. So we can think about that. What am I going to bring for my deities? What flowers am I going to bring? What cooking is going to be done for them? When am I going to dress them? What incense am I going to get? What kind of paraphernalia am I going to get? Just, we're just even picturing their forms. Or just like I was meditating on Govinda's belt.
And
we can think how Radha Kunjabi Hari, they're dressed in scarlet. Kunjabi Hari has his gunja berries on his flute. I keep wondering how he's going to do that with this on his flute like that. How he's going to move his hands. Looks kind of like a handcuff to me.
So I keep wondering how he's going to function like that.
So we can meditate on the gunja berries, on Krishna's nice... this nice prayer from the Dhammadharastika. Idam te mukambojam achantanilaya vritam kundalai snigarakchaschigopya muhushtam bitam bimbaraktadram me manas avirastamalam lakshalabhe. That you have your beautiful face surrounded by curling hair that is bluish and tinted red, and your cheeks have been kissed by the gopi, which Sanatana Goswami can say means either Mother Yasoda or Radharani, and therefore your cheeks look reddish like the bimber flower. Manas avirastamalam lakshalabhe. I want in my manas, I want in my mind always this vision. So we can think of the deity, we can think of some painting, like this painting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can think of some devotees, pastime, Guru Maharaj, and meditation. We can think of serving some devotee. We have plenty of things to think about. And I'm sure there's another 100 I didn't mention. So right now, please everyone decide, what is it that when some misery, when, not if, when some misery comes today, where are you going to turn your consciousness? Can you pick something now? Okay, can we take just a few seconds, let's practice. Whatever it may be, practice in your mind now, what am I going to do? Some mantra, some song, some lila, something in the mission, something with the deity, something with Krishna's form, something with the devotees, some place you're going to take your mind to. Practice it right now as if you're having some misery. Okay? Is that all right? Okay, I'd like you to do one more thing. I'd like you, if you want, this would be helpful, if you want, like you to think of some other person here at the camp that's a friend of yours that you trust, that sometime today you're going to go to and tell them how it went.
I reči kako je to
that,
prošlo.
That this happened,
ovo
and this is what I did, and how did it go?
I kako je sve, Daddy Bhakti kako sve prošlo?
Daddy Bhakti who works very hard.
Ko jako yes. teško radi.
So, to pick one person you're going to go to and say, some misery happened, and I thought about this past time, I thought about this thing in the mission, and how did it go? I was able to completely forget my misery, or it was really a struggle, and maybe I'm going to do something else. Somebody that you're going to communicate with. If you'd like to do this, this will make it much easier.
Someone you can talk to like this.
And it's very astonishing. I mean, I have to admit, sometimes I forget to do this. But when I remember to do this, it's just like magic. Even in great misery, to just think, Gornitai, Gornitai, Gornitai. Oh, immediately. The misery doesn't go away, but I don't care anymore. It just doesn't matter anymore. I don't quite know how to explain it, but the misery doesn't go away, but I feel happy. Does that make any sense? So that anybody can do.
Svatko to može učiniti.
And this is Krishna's instruction here.
I to je Krishna uputa.
Right? To take shelter of him,
ako smo kata,
the kata that is very delightful to hear, to have
kata.
And then the forced tapa will all,
prisiljena tapa,
it just won't matter.
Više neće,
so that is
tapa.
Our process. And that is why actually we may wonder why Kunti says give me more and more miseries.
Kaže,
we think, what is she, crazy? There's enough miseries. But sometimes when things are nice, we don't have that impetus.
And
things are nice, we just like, oh. But when we strongly think about Krishna, we're merged into the ocean of happiness. So if the miseries push us into that ocean, then even the miseries are welcome. So thank you very much. If I said anything you don't like, please ignore. And anything I said that's useful, I hope you can take that on board. Again, I apologize that you all had the tapasya of tolerating me instead of a genuine sadhu of Sachinandan Maharaj. And I hope that this class was pleasing to you and to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Croatian devotees ki. Yeah. Polish devotees ki. Yeah. Italian devotees ki. Yeah. British devotiski.
Yes.
Anybody I'm missing? Slovenian devotiski.
Yes.
Anybody else missing?
Huh?
French devotiski.
Yes.
American devotiski.
Yes.
Anybody else?
Yes.
Huh? Macedonian devotiski.
Yes.
Bosnian devotiski.
Yes.
Serbian devotiski.
Yes.
Anybody else? Huh?
Dutch devotees.
Huh? Krishna's devotees. You're all Krishna's devotees. Huh? Radharani's devotees. Yes, Prabhu.
Adita Sona Prabhu has one realization he would like to share with us.
But I'm supposed to end exactly at 9 and it's 9:02. So I'll get in big trouble with Daddy Bhakti Prabhu. I'll be experiencing a misery from other living entities. And then I'll have to say Gorni Tai, Gorni
Tai. It's
up to him.
The other night, the wind was blowing very hard.
Ja se nisam mogao spavati cijelu noć.
And I couldn't sleep.
Negdje oko 2 sata sam izašao van iz šatora i mislio, gotovi smo. Mislio sam da smo gotovi.
I went out of the tent at 2 a.m. and I thought that we are finished.
Gledao sam, ova stabla nisu baš čvrsta. Mislio sam, pašće na šator, pobiće nas.
I thought that the trees will fall down on the tent.
I onda sam mislio, ja otiče isto, biti razbijeni, tako.
And I thought that this big tent will also...
I dok sam mislio na nas, tako imao sam puno problema, ali.
And as I thought like that, I experienced a stuff...
I onda jednotra...
Problems.
I jednotra mogu sam se sjetio božanstava isto.
And then I thought of the deities.
I onda sam dotrčao ovamo i vidio da su nam božanstva skroz, mislim, pala na leđa i tako, ali.
And when I came here, I ran here and I saw that the deities were lying down, they fell down.
Otišao sam nazad u šator i rekao ženi što se dogodilo i ona rekla idem se ja istuširati i ono, pa ću spremiti deti na sigurno.
I went back to the tent and I told my wife what happened. She said she will take a quick shower and then take care of the deities.
I ona je došla, stala deti na sigurno i u tom trenutku kad je to napravila, vjetar je stao.
She came here, she put the deities, she took care of the deities, and at that moment the wind stopped.
Nije se stišavala, nego odjednom samo bonac.
It didn't just slowly settle down, but it was suddenly, everything was quiet.
Mislio sam da možda to povezano s
ovim. I thought it might be, there might be some connection there.
I have no idea.
No, pojma.
You have to ask a much higher authority to that question.
Bakti, hvala vam puno. Predstavljamo ćemo najvjerojatnije ipak imati vani. Molim vas, svi ovi svoje stolice uz put uzmite sa sobom, a ove ćemo koje su vani obrisati. I seminar će ići redovno kao što idu.
Predstavljamo will be outside. Please take the chairs with you. And seminars will be...